Hear that? That's the sound of a patient whose health data is protected from a cyber attack. And that's the sound of a financial system that's digitally secured from bad actors. Right now, there's an invisible war being fought on a digital battlefield that impacts what we do every day. That's why at Peraton, we do the can't be done to help protect the vital systems we rely on. Because if we don't, the alternative is unimaginable. Peraton.
Hey, this is Brett from Cowboy Mouth, and you're listening to Tina and Jeff on Floors Truly.
Live from New Orleans, home of good food, good music, and tons of fun. This is Tina and Georgette with Floors Truly. Hey, my friend, happy Tuesday. I missed you last week.
I know, it wasn't the same. I missed you too.
It's a dreary Tuesday here. Had beautiful weather over the weekend. It's supposed to rain the rest of the week. Kind of fits everything that's been going on. So we're back in the saddle though. For everybody who's following me on social media, my husband was in the hospital and that's why we missed last week's show. It was kind of sudden, but he's home, he's recovering and getting back in our routine and rolling with the punches with everything that's going on. It's been a busy news week here.
Absolutely. But continued prayers for Dan. So,
yes. And we have had so much happen in the last week. I think we should just jump in right away to it. Honey Badger Watch. Honey Badger Watch is still on.
Listen, I think I told you earlier, if I tweet anything the last 7 days, it's been at Saints. Have you signed Tyron yet? Like,
do something. I've seen that little meme of the stick figure poking with the fleur-de-lis and it's like, Saints, do something. So yes, we are on Honey Badger Watch. He was brought in last week with the Saints, met with them. He's been in town for the last couple of weeks visiting with his family. There was a couple of seminars at LSU football. He addressed them talking about, you know, fundamentals of football and coming up in the business. And he's just so well-liked and so well-respected, not just at LSU, but throughout the entire community. So of course, Saints fans are advocating for him to be in the black and gold. Yeah. We've had current Saints players, CeeDee Deuce and him have been going back and forth for weeks on Twitter. Keenan Lewis, who was former Saints player, posted a very lengthy, if you haven't read it, go look on his Instagram page. It is a lengthy post about how much he loved New Orleans, how he enjoyed playing for the home team. It was the best decision he made in his life. He's advocating, you know, Saints fans are advocating. So yes, we're on Honey Badger Watch. He did do a Zoom meeting with the Philadelphia Eagles. They're very, very interested in him. Now, the rumor mill is that he wants to come and play here and the Saints want him. It's a money factor. That's what we've heard, is that he's not willing to give a hometown discount. We've talked about this about other players. Tyron is at the end of his career. So this is probably going to be the last contract he's going to sign if he signs a multi-year deal. Right. I don't blame him for wanting to get as much money as he can. The same thing just happened with Armstead. I get that. But now looking at it as a Saints fan and taking the business aspect out of it, it's like, man, the New Orleans Saints fans, this would be such a great union for everybody. He's bringing that veteran leadership, jersey sales, hype in the dome. I mean, just all of that. But I mean, obviously, you know, they're not going to throw the kitchen sink at him right away without, you know, doing their due diligence with the draft. I mean, we're literally like 2 weeks away from the draft. So there's been talk about possibly drafting, you know, safety. Of course, we are seeing all the mock drafts now come out. You have to literally like be blind, not on social media, to see all the mock drafts coming up. The Saints have brought in a couple of different players. They're looking at quarterbacks. There's a rumor, heavy rumors about quarterbacks that they're interested in, which we'll talk about a little bit later. But yeah, as far as Honey Badger, nothing has happened. I've heard nothing on my front about it at all, that there is interest there, but he's taking his time. The Saints they're dragging their feet for whatever reason. They've been very, very slow in this free agency process. They really have not done as much as I thought they would. But I think with everything that's happened in the past with contracts and cap money, they're just being more cautious now.
And I'm okay with that. When the folks go out and read Lewis's statement on Instagram, I think it was, he actually advocated that Tyron take a hometown discount because it's the end of his career and it's the best place for him to land. I'm hopeful that somewhere someone is having that dialogue with him and the Saints are trying to do their best to open up the pocketbook as much as they can to get him as much as they can while still trying to secure a little bit of a discount.
Yes. So, I don't know a lot. Mm-hmm. I honestly, truthfully have not heard much from my sources. I did an article about Tyrion and Honey Badger Watch the other day. And the truth is, Saints fans want him, and I can't see of a better place for him to come out, come return home and finish his career, come home, you know, retire here as a Saint, play in front of the home crowd. There is no feeling of when the dome is packed, 70,000 fans. It's just amazing. And our defense, and he even said that in his quote, he said, I don't think they need me, but it'd be great to play here. No, we do need you. We definitely need you. The fans need you. The team needs you. You would bring a different aspect to the game, not just on the field, off the field. Again, it's gonna come down to money. So we'll just, of course, keep you updated on that. We'll be on Honey Badger Watch. Like I said, as of right now, there's been talk of the Steelers, the Eagles, and of course the Saints. So if anything happens, we'll definitely, you know, break that news as it comes in. But yeah, so we are 2 weeks away from the draft. We will be having Mike Dettillier on the show the week of the draft. I'm super excited to talk to Mike. There's no other way to say it, but just the Saints guru. He puts out a draft report every year that is so in-depth with these players coming out of college. And I just love talking to him. He's a wealth of knowledge. He's got stories for years because he worked with Hokie. He worked with Jim Henderson. I just love listening to him because he brings a different aspect of it, but he's got the facts and the stats and the numbers, but he breaks them down in a way that it really doesn't matter if you're into football or not, you understand. Mm-hmm. And I've loved growing up listening to him. So I'm super excited we're going to have him on the show. Every time we do, we get 1,000 questions. So of course, if you do have a question for Mike, try to get it in on the show, definitely send it to us. But yes, he'll be on the show actually 2 weeks from today. So super excited about that. But speaking of the draft, news came out late last night. Saints are interested. 2 quarterbacks, Malik Willis and Kenny Pickett. Yep. And so everybody's wondering what the Saints are going to do with those draft picks, because we now have 2 first rounders. And I don't know. What do you think? I'm not thinking quarterback, wide receiver. I'm thinking offensive lineman, wide receiver.
Yeah. Yeah,
but, what are you thinking? And they're going to bite the bullet, or is this just smoke? Or
so it's interesting, right? There was a lot of dialogue today about it, because you know the Kenny Pickett, I think, is the one that everyone's like, yeah, that's the kid we got to go get. And I don't know if you want to touch on this yet or not, but Cam was on this morning on Get Up at ESPN talking about Jameis as the quarterback. And so we've signed Jameis for 2 years. I think that, you know, we have to give him some time to settle in and showcase what he can do. I know people don't want to walk away from a Kenny Pickett, and that we could really mold that kid. I really think we need receivers, and we need to do more with the O-line. I just think we do.
It's a hard decision, because I'm looking at it like, okay, you've got this quarterback that you're high on. And yes, we don't know what's going to happen with Jameis, but it's like, okay, give him a chance. This draft, I don't feel like, and I mean, people are going to disagree with me, but I just don't feel like, you know, if we're going to move up for a quarterback, we're limited with the picks because we gave away a first round pick, which of course people were even asking us about that. Is that why the Saints gave away the picks to get another first round pick with Philly? Because they feel like Sean Payton is going to coach elsewhere, and the Saints are going to make that a package deal to get first round picks wherever he goes to buy out his contract. That's I don't know. I honestly have no clue. Sean Payton has been relatively quiet lately. I mean, he's been retweeting a lot of Saints stuff, but as far as that we heard during Super Bowl week where he was interviewing for a spot, I think it was with Fox.
Yes.
But we haven't heard anything on the Sean Payton front at all. I think he's just enjoying his time off with his wife and just, you know, regrouping where he is at this point in his life. His daughter just got engaged, so they'll be planning a wedding soon. The movie came out. It was very successful on Netflix. I just think he's taking the time that he hasn't had in a very long time. I mean, he's been since 16 years, and I think he's just taking time to enjoy his life right now and to decide what his next step is. Sean Payton's not old, but he also isn't young. So he's at a point where, you know, changing his career, maybe he does want to coach elsewhere. So as far as asking if we're recouping draft picks, I don't think the Saints are going into that with a mindset. The Saints are going into the mindset of, hey, we no longer have Drew. We no longer have Sean. This is a new era and we want to win. We've got talent. We've got top 5 defense for the first time in a very long time, multiple year top 5 defense. So they're doing what they can to try to bring in guys. Jameis is on a 2-year deal. Yes, we don't know what's going to happen with his injury, but let's just see. The situation will happen here is what's going to happen like in Green Bay with Aaron Rodgers and Jordan Love. They drafted Jordan Love. Aaron Rodgers is still the starter. Jordan Love is still sitting there. Right. So, I mean, that's usually what happens when you draft a quarterback and they sit on the bench for a couple of years, so you know what's going to happen. Jameis is only a 2-year deal. If Pickett happens to be our guy and we draft him and he shows to be that promising player that we want, then yeah, maybe Jameis will only be here 2 years and then he will take over. But can't say that right now. To me, I feel like they're going to want to get Jameis help, and obviously we need a wide receiver. Jameis, that's going to be confusing. Okay. Jameis is high on their list right now. Yes. That is a guy that Saints fans don't care what is going on with his rehab and his injury. They want him. He is, all I can say is him and Mike Thomas. Wow.
Right.
Like, I mean, I don't follow college as much, but I've seen the highlights on this guy. I've really been doing my homework on him because I wanted to see what Saints fans were really talking about. And he is impressive. Mm-hmm. This kid has the it factor. He is the guy of the first round in the teens. I just don't think he's going to be there. I do not think he's going to be there. Could be wrong because of players fall. We've seen it happen in the past. Can happen. He could be the guy. He could be the guy that could get Michael Thomas some help, and Michael Thomas comes back healthy, and we've got Kamara, and offense, baby, offense.
Agreed. Listen, I have been steadfast that I'll take heat for it, and I'm cool with that. I have been steadfast that we have not seen Jameis's full potential. Sean Payton held back with him. And I have been watching, you know, some clips from his games, the first 7 games, and the way he was airing that ball out and the way he was getting it to Marquez Callaway and the way that he was able to, you know, zero in on his target. If we can give him a full season with actual receivers, like receivers that can, not Kenny Stills, real receivers.
Guys that can catch as well as block. And I understand that's why they brought Traquan back, but I mean, we need fast guys. Jameis has a track family background. Jameson and Jameis both had a leg injury, ACL. It's crazy. They're both coming off of that. And I mean, most people would look at that and say, well, you hear yourself, but I'm like, this kid is it. He's the real deal. Lots of players. I mean, look, Drew Brees, nobody ever thought he was going to do anything after that shoulder injury. And look at him. He came back better and stronger, won a Super Bowl. And I mean, I know Saban and Miami, kicking themselves still to this day, what they could have had. But yeah, I'm excited to see what Jameis can do. Cause you're right. Sean did hold him back.
We're
just starting to see him click in his potential. That's when he got hurt.
You saw it when he had that fight with TQS on the sidelines, and you knew that kid is focused. Listen, I really encourage everyone to go onto Cam's Twitter today and see just the snippets of his interview on Get Up ESPN, because he talked about how locked in Jameis is and how focused and how he's easy to be mocked by memes because he's very engaged. And what I took away from the interview is that Jameis has the full support of a lot of these dudes, and just having these guys behind him and believing in him. If you can see the passion Cam has when he's talking about Jameis and his abilities and how that kid can really take this team somewhere, if everyone can just suspend disbelief and give Jameis enough games under Dennis Allen and that new offense where we get some receivers, I think they will finally see what I think I see all the time. And that is the full potential and the ability to take us all the way to the big game.
It's hard. It's hard not to root for him because he came here, and there's had players say this. Jameis is one of the first ones there and one of the last ones to leave.
That's right.
Who did we hear that about as well? Drew Brees.
Drew Brees
and Sean Payton used to have this competition of who was going to get to the facility. So he was learning from the best in the league.
Absolutely.
Drew had such a just professional, strict work habit. Mm-hmm. And if you saw him, if you were at games, because it's not something you get to see on television, Drew would come out, do his stretches. And this was like religiously every home game. Would run from one end of the field to the other and back. It was like a routine for him every home game. He had to do his stretches and then he'd get to the sideline, he'd run back and forth. It was like every game you could count on him doing the same thing. That was his routine. You know, it was a little bit OCD-ish, which I can relate to that because I do the same thing. But I mean, it's what made Drew play so well and be such a leader and consummate professional at the game. And Jameis learned from him and picked those habits up. When he was in Tampa, Yasuko, we can talk about the vision issues, the interceptions. I don't feel like he ever had the full backing and support of everyone there like he does here.
Agreed.
The players, the way they light up when they talk about him. The fans mm-hmm. love him here. And Drew really embraced him because Drew knew deep down, you know, this is it for me. This is, you know, mm-hmm. I'm at the end of my career, one or two more years. We all know Drew was going to retire and then decided to come back for the last season. But yeah, I want to see Jameis get that chance. So I hope this season he really airs it out and we can see the potential because the kid's got an arm. We just need to get some guys down the field to catch those balls and get in the end zone.
Yeah, 100%.
So I'm optimistic. We'll just see what happens. Like I said, we're going to know in 2 weeks because the draft will be coming. But we mentioned Green Bay and what's going on over there with the draft and Aaron Rodgers and Jordan Love. But this is, I'm going to say it surprises me, but it really doesn't.
This guy's a clown.
Last year, Aaron Rodgers was very, very coy with the media about whether he was going to come back to Green Bay. Mm-hmm. And there was a lot of talk of whether he was going to retire this offseason. And of course, you know, he's not. He's staying in Green Bay. Well, news just broke this morning that he's not going to attend voluntary offseason program. He didn't last year. And I'm just, it goes, I mean, yeah, I understand. Yeah, he had great numbers last year, MVP, blah, 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 blah. Okay, I don't care. Okay. This is a time that you bond with your players.
Well, they don't have any left. They traded them all.
Yeah, yeah. So they're stuck down their roster, but it's just, you know, it's like, I feel like they're giving you all this money.
You're right.
Aaron Rodgers just does whatever he wants. He's handicapped that franchise. I got a lot of friends that are Packers fans. I have friends that live in the Green Bay area. I have fellow podcasters, you know, that cover the Packers. And, you know, we've all talked about this. He handicaps that team and it just drives me nuts. People are like, why do you dislike him so much? This is exactly why I don't like him. Mm-hmm. It's not mandatory you attend these workouts, but you should to bond with players. And especially since they've stripped their roster and traded away players and they're losing players in free agency. But hey, what do I know? I'm here in New Orleans and I'm just glad I'm a Saints fan. That's all I got to say.
You and I both. We're not walking around with wedges of cheese on our head.
Just crazy that he does this. So anyway, on to good football news. We've got football this weekend. Yes, you have heard me correctly. We have football this weekend. The USFL's new league, I say new league, it's an old league, but it's back again, has 8 teams. New Orleans has the Breakers. Everybody's been following on social media. They tweeted their new mascot. It's Go Blue Wave, but he's adorable. He kind of looks like a cross between, some people were saying Colgate toothpaste and like an Iceman. So they're looking for names for their new mascot. I suggested Bo and spell it B-E-A-U-X, Breaker. I just think it's cute. I like Bo Breaker. I think it's cute. That's or Ice B. Like Icebreaker. But yeah, they tweeted the mascot. They're super excited about that. The first game is this Sunday. It's going to be aired on USA. They're playing in Alabama. They're playing against the Philadelphia Stars. I do believe it's at 3:00 Central Time. So yeah, we've got football this weekend. Don't know what's going to happen. I'm cautiously optimistic because of what happened with the XFL. But of course, they're going to be coming back too because The Rock and his business partner have bought that franchise and they're revamping everything. So we'll have that, I think, starting in 2023. But yeah, we've got spring football, USFL this weekend. I'm excited.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. Yeah, agreed. It's going to be awesome. And I can't wait to just see it. I can't wait to see it all go down. And then these are guys that, you know, could potentially come to the NFL if they have breakout games or breakout performance. And so I like to watch it so I can see who could potentially get.
Yeah, project players, what they could be. 10 games, it'll get us through this beginning of the off season, the official off season. I mean, we had free agency. We've got the draft. We'll be talking about that for a couple of weeks afterwards. The Saints have started their OTAs. We got to start a few weeks earlier than other teams because we have a new first year head coach in Dennis Allen, even though he's not new, he is a new head coach. So they did get to start a little bit earlier. So we do have OTAs, which is voluntary workouts. We'll be getting some news out of that. And then we'll have a little lull for a few weeks and then we'll have mini camp. And then we'll roll into training camp.
Oh, God.
I renewed
my season ticket, so I'm going to be trying to get down there for some of that open to the people.
I'm thinking we should be hearing something about the preseason schedule coming out shortly. Mm-hmm. Facebook, this is one good thing I do love Facebook for, is Facebook timeline memories pop up every day and you can click on them. And I did notice over the last Saturday is when in previous years, we've seen some of the teams in the schedule we come out for preseason. So yeah. We should hopefully hear something soon about that. So I'm excited. But yeah, spring football, we need something to kind of get us through this. But I mean, this hasn't been a boring offseason, even though, like I said earlier, Saints haven't done as much as far as signing. The drama is not lacking with everything that has happened. Jameis, mm-hmm. will he, won't he? Now it's Honey Badger, will he, won't he? You know, Dennis Allen is here. So it's been fun. So I will close the show on that note. I thank everybody for joining us tonight. And of course, please stay tuned to us on our social media channels. If any news breaks in regards to any signings or what happens with Honey Badger, because I know everybody's not so patiently waiting, you can hit us online if you want to talk about it. I'm Tina at The NOLA Girl on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And of course, we have our Flourish Truly accounts on Instagram and Facebook at Flourish Truly Podcast and Flourish Truly Pod on Twitter. And Georgette, you can tell everybody where they can find you online and join the fun too.
Yep, you can find me on the Twitter at Georgie68. That's Georgie with two E's.
And again, I thank everyone for joining us tonight on Flourish Truly. We will see you next Tuesday, 1 week from draft week.